Squizzy Radio, episode 21, coming at you here. I'm Gene. Isaiah in the studio with me, as always. Isaiah?
This is Izzy. Izzy here for Squizzy episode 21. This is a very special episode for me, because I'm also 21.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Squizzy, 21. Izzy, 21. It's good.
Feels good.
And that song was good, too.
Song was okay.
It was a song that I made, because it's been a long time since we did the show. We thought we'd start off with something good.
As of this recording, episode 20 hasn't actually been put up yet.
Right. We might release them both at the same time.
That'll be good.
Yeah. The song's about being 21 and episode 21 and a badger eating your mom's face. So, just to clarify.
Yeah.
So, what's been going on with me and Gene is a lot.
Has it? It doesn't seem like that much.
Last time we did a show, I still worked at GameStop.
Oh, yeah.
And I've worked at GameStop the entirety of the show. I don't work there anymore.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Just got fed up with it. I think I talked about hating it in a couple of prior shows.
Yeah.
About my district manager and the terrible things going on. And one day I was just like, yeah, screw it. I'm out of here. Called my district manager. I was like, hey, I'm pretty much quitting today. He's like, well, you're going to give your notice, aren't you? And I was like, not really. He's like, well, you realize you're never going to be rehireable again? I was like, yeah. And then I wrote him a 3-page letter about how much I hate him and the company.
Good.
She received
it. All right, why don't you tell us a little bit about that letter?
The letter?
Yeah.
Well, the letter just entailed how I didn't like the direction the company was going in, with the low pay, the getting rid of people who were going to school, and just kind of the non-personal attitude they've started to take. When I started at GameStop, it was a very friendly atmosphere, very kind of, we're into video games, this is fun, this is cool. Now GameStop's gotten so big, we just acquired EB and everything like that, and there's kind of taken so much of a corporate attitude that I can't stand it anymore.
Bastards.
I hate them. So I'm currently jobless.
Homeless bum.
Moving in with my dad, which is right down the street from Gene. I'll have my own room, like, off to the side that's got, like, setups for computers, Comcast cable, a couple TVs with some couches set up, and I've been assured privacy. It's going to be cool.
You're never going to have it.
That's fine. It'll still be fun.
Will be fun.
There's a pool, a hot tub, yeah. Hammock in the back.
Which has quite a swing to it.
It does.
I've seen.
Yeah.
Pretty impressed with that hammock.
Yeah. So I'm excited. And, it looks like I'm going to be starting school this fall.
Hang on. I haven't heard this. What?
Yeah, I'm going back to school. That's why I'm moving in with my dad.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. Basics. I might do the paralegal thing. I might do something else.
So, what school are you going to?
Quad City.
Why don't you go to Richland? It's closer.
Is it?
From your dad's house.
I might.
Take my classes.
What classes are you taking?
I'm taking...
Basics?
I'm taking basics.
All right.
You get in my classes, we can go together.
Okay. We'd probably do that.
That'll be awesome.
And we could study together.
That'd be sort of awesome.
Gotta study, dude.
Never study.
We're studying.
All right, we're going to study.
We're going to do good.
All right.
Cool.
We're going to do good.
So.
This is going to be great.
Me and Gene haven't really seen each other very much in the past month.
Mm-hmm.
Due to varying circumstances.
Mostly, we hate each other.
Nah.
For the most part.
Stopped liking each other. We made up.
And out.
Up and out. And that was a lie. What really happened was Gene has been playing Painkiller so much getting ready for CPL that he's had no time for his friends.
Yeah. Basically, for the last too long, been playing Painkiller, getting ready for CPL summer. Got a guy living with me.
Black guy. Wow.
Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking there.
Woo!
But yeah. Yeah, I got a black guy living with me, and, you know, we've been practicing, been doing that. And I'm pretty much tired of it. I mean, I know you guys are like, but Gene, you get to play games all day. It's so fun. No. It's pretty much the opposite of fun.
Grueling hours upon hours of being beaten constantly, no matter how hard you try.
Yeah. Kind of.
I'm assuming, unless you're a lot better.
No, I am a lot better. You know, I have my days.
Right.
Which are hard to get through. I mean, for example, some days usually I win the majority.
Uh-huh.
A couple days ago, I lost 16 games in a row.
Ouch.
And, you know, those days, you just want to forget it. Hang up your hat, go be a lawyer. It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. But, you know, a part of it is because I hate the people that I'm playing with. Not so much that I hate them, I guess, is that it's not you and Adam like I always wanted it to be.
Right.
So.
Well, it's if you had a different game, and to be quite honest with you, I have a lot more free time. I'm not going back to get a full-time job. I'm going to get a part-time job, and then maybe even not have a job. Because my dad's going to be helping me out.
Right.
So, next big game that comes out, thinking about it. Yeah.
Because that would be great.
Yeah.
Me, you, and Adam. That's what I've always wanted.
We know Adam's a bum, and he will always be free to play games with us.
Yeah. I mean, that. And basically, ever since I've known you guys, it's been my dream, my life dream. And now we do Squizzy, and that's another dream.
Right.
But that's always been my dream. And, you know, I tried to do it without you guys, and I hated it. I really did. I hated it. I mean, it's got to be along the lines of these skateboarders that skate around with their friends.
Right.
And then one of them gets a chance to go pro, and all of a sudden he misses doing kickflips with his friends, you know, and now he's skating with these other people that drink and smoke weed all day. That's so boring. I mean, God, you gotta learn to do something else, like a radio show.
Yeah, and we've missed you. Me and Adam both.
I've missed you guys.
We had crying sessions together where we were hugging and sobbing into each other's shoulders. Where's Gina?
You know, Adam actually asked me not too long ago if I was phasing you guys out. It's like, no. I'm not phasing you guys out. That's the opposite of what I want. I've wanted nothing but to be with you.
All right. Well, CPL's coming up. We're going to see how that goes. And I have to say that you're definitely working harder on this than I've seen you work on anything else. And that's a good thing. You know, you're sacrificing for just to give this a chance to see if it's something that's going to be worthwhile for you, something that's going to be more than just a fun side thing.
You know,
you're going to school, but you're trying to be this professional gamer, and I think, you know, if you'll feel content if you give it your all and still don't get anywhere, then at least you gave it your all.
Absolutely. And, you know, CPL Sweden is happening right now, so I got a chance to spectate a lot of the matches, and the players look really good. They look really good, so
yeah.
I won't lie, it made me a little bit nervous to know that I've been, you know, playing this much, play, and then still these guys look so much better than me. I was invited to LAN at Fatality's house on the 21st.
Uh-huh.
Still debating whether or not I'm going to go. I mean, I'd like to go, but
are you afraid if you go, then you might be discouraged from going to the real event?
No, I was already promised that if I go, it's going to be over my birthday.
Okay.
So if I go, he said he'd bake me a cake, which is nice.
Fatality?
Yeah.
Fatality would bake you a cake.
Bake me a cake.
He was in Time magazine with
his
shirt off.
Did you see
that? That's pretty terrible. Yeah. I read the whole article.
I heard the story behind that.
Yeah, I read the story behind it. Kind of weird. I don't think he looked that good, but apparently the Time magazine guy, who is more than likely gay,
yeah,
was like, young boy. I'm going to. Yeah, it was gross.
But yeah, I mean, I'm even at that point on that edge where I'm just like, this isn't worth it. I mean, it's too much. I don't like the people. Don't really like the game that much. And, you know, I mean, it's not your guys. Maybe it's because I've had almost a beer now. And that emotion is coming out.
Gene's drinking while we do this show, which is cool. Let's go ahead and talk about my birthday.
All right, yeah, that was
21,
good birthday.
As y'all might have listened to the 20th episode directly before this, we were talking about getting absinthe.
Didn't happen
because of Adam, I guess.
It was his fault.
Because, you know, I thought they were going to, like, get some absinthe and order it and whatnot, and apparently Adam didn't want to. So what we did was we went out to eat at a Chinese buffet, had a lot of fun building giant mounds of dessert, and then gladly throwing it all away. I felt kind of bad about it, so we left her a really big tip. We made giant... it was like wafers piled with pudding and jello with cookies and cakes piled on top. Didn't eat any of it. I ate all of mine.
Oh.
Gene ate some jello covered in soy sauce. And then we buried General Wafer in Pudding Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was sad. It was sad.
It was a fun time.
But, you know, there was so much food there that I feel bad. And, you know,
Gene ate an oyster, which is gross.
Foreign countries always call Americans wasteful slobs.
Uh-huh.
All that. It's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
There's nothing wrong with wasting food. Either way, it goes to waste.
That's what a buffet is. They expect you to do that. They expect you to get everything and then eat none of it.
Yeah.
It's the point.
It's not the point.
That is. What's the point then?
The point is to go there and eat.
Did we eat?
We
ate.
And then we wasted a lot. But that's okay. I don't feel bad about it. We left a tip. The lady was very nice.
Sizable.
It was probably about
50% tip.
30% tip.
She says it's $15. It was a $33 meal.
For two of you. Boop. Come on, dude. I don't know. Anyway,
right,
big tip.
Whatever.
And so we did that. We went to the buffet, ate. It was a fun time. Then we came home, and we're pretty much the best part of the day was when Gene took his pants off, put on a pair of women's stockings, wooden shoes, a giant cardboard box costume fitted like armor, a diaper box on his head with a hole cut out for his eyes, fitted with a broom for one hand and a pillow for the other hand, and finally, my grandmother's Afghan as a cape. Then we went outside. He chased me around yelling, "Arthur! Arthur! Must free the peasants!" Small children were running around Gene, laughing and playing, and he was running with this cardboard outfit and stockings, shaking his broom in the air. We have pictures of it, posting the pictures.
Yeah, they'll be on the side for you guys to see. Now,
good time.
You didn't know this, but that costume was actually very chafing on the legs.
Was it?
Oh, yeah, because it's a box, and it was a very sturdy box, and we had holes, you know, around it so I could stick my legs out, but it's still a square box.
Well, it's got the edges. The cardboard edges were rubbing directly up against your thighs.
Right. So
the only thing between them was the stockings.
So I had to actually... It was more of a waddle than a run.
Yeah, he was kind of waddling whilst running. And I could... The cardboard's cutting into his thighs the entire time.
So, yeah, it hurt a great deal.
It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I was... really laughed a lot, especially when he put the stockings on, because you don't really know how long Gene's legs are until he's got something pushing up his crotch. And you realize, I knew his legs were long, but it's still funny to see. It's very funny to see Gene in stockings.
I can see how that would be.
I laughed harder than I'd laughed in a very long time. We got pictures, we posted them, it was fun. So we did that.
This was before any of drinking took place, by the
way.
Yes,
that was prior to the drinking. Gene saw a cardboard box and kind of got in it. I was like, "Hey, I'm going to cut a hole for your head." Did that, and then it just kind of progressed from there. Ended up out in the yard of my apartment complex, running around. It was very fun. So then we get the alcohol. We get coconut rum and various bitch drinks.
Right.
And coconut rum is 40% alcohol.
Uh-huh.
Which is pretty good. It's like 80 proof. And we drank a lot of it.
A lot.
We probably about like 15 shots worth each. A lot in Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
A lot of shots, by the way,
is amazing.
Yeah. Strawberry Kool-Aid and coconut rum taste like strawberry Kool-Aid with a little bit of coconut in it. You can't taste the alcohol at all. So we were trying real hard. Maybe it was the food. Maybe it was the fact we had a lot of sugar. None of us got drunk.
At all.
At all. Not even the least bit tipsy. And I don't know if I was disappointed. I mean, it's good because nobody got sick. It was okay the next day. But at the same time, you know, 21st, you want to get drunk. And we just couldn't do it.
We tried.
Gene was chugging out of the rum bottle, you know, and I took a chug of it myself.
With no effect.
No effect.
I actually, you know, I very seriously commented to Adam, this is fake alcohol. I mean, how did you buy this?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, apparently you can kind of taste the alcohol, but
yeah,
not really.
Yeah. So, not much drunken adventuring. We watched Night at the Roxbury, which we hadn't seen before. I'd heard a lot of good things about.
Not really, it
wasn't good. I didn't like it. It was like they're trying to kind of be like Wayne's World, but you can't because Wayne's World is awesome and Night at the Roxbury is crap.
I heard lots of great things about it. That's why I picked it up, but you're right. It wasn't worth my time.
Yeah.
The highlight of the night was definitely when you and Elise went off to bed, mm-hmm. and then Adam and I were talking, and all of a sudden we hear Elise giggle really loudly, and Adam and I look to each other and we're like, oh yeah.
Well, you know, it was my birthday night.
I understand.
You know, if you guys were in the other room, I'm sorry.
We both laughed.
Right. So, that was pretty much it. It was a fun time.
It was a fun
time.
And,
you know, it's weird for me. I've been jobless for 2 weeks now.
How does it feel? Feels strangely
amazing.
Liberating.
Amazing!
Yeah.
It's never been anything so cool. It feels bad because I'm poor now. Because I have no money. Which I don't like.
I understand that.
But I have a lease. Elise gets money from her parents, which goes to buying me everything I need.
It works.
And soon I'll be moving with my dad, and they have a giant supply of food and drinks.
All right.
So you know how you come over to my house, and we never have anything to eat? I go to your house, you know, there's Pepsi. Well, at their house, there is an entire cabinet dedicated to nothing but snack food.
Yes.
I'm talking fruit roll-ups, granola bars, everything good. And then there's a refrigerator that has all kinds of food. She cooks meals every night. Lots of good meals.
Right.
Spaghetti, lasagna, shrimp Alfredo, all this good stuff. In fact, the last two times in the past week I've been over there, we've cooked out steak and baked potatoes.
I can't even imagine what that's like.
And she loves having more people over to cook for. She's like, anytime your friends want to come over, let me know. I will cook for you all. This is what I call a woman.
She seems nice. I talked to her for a while, you know. She laughed at all my inappropriate jokes.
Yeah.
So I liked that.
Yeah, she's a good woman. She likes to cook.
Want to have sex with her.
Ugh.
Not really. Ow. Not really, though.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Gross. So, exciting times.
At least threw something at my head.
We sort of have a video camera that might not work.
Oh, yeah.
But there's another video camera at the house that does work.
All right.
That we'll be able to use. So Squizzy now has a camera. Two cameras.
It's what you've always wanted.
Right. I've just been running over things in my head. Lots of stuff.
I haven't even thought of anything.
You've been busy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I'm picturing a lot of stuff for Squizzy, a lot of good times ahead. I don't know. What else?
I'm thinking that a lot of things could be happening. I mean, sure. We got two cameras.
We got Izzy with free time.
Which is amazing. Mm. It's ironic, though, that you have all this free time and now I have none.
Yeah, very ironic, because Gene always had all this time and I never had time to do, like, a squizzy and stuff. And I've had so much free time recently and Gene has had none. But with CPL, that'll be coming to a close.
I almost just want to just stop right now. I mean, what's the point at this, you know, right
now? How much longer is the said black person living at your house for?
Until at least the 21st.
Okay.
And then we'll be going to Kansas City.
Kansas City?
Yeah.
What's in Kansas City?
Fatality.
Oh, wow.
And then we'll be back for CPL, and that'll be over on the 10th of July. So realistically, we're looking at another month.
It's amazing.
And then there's QuakeCon.
Well, if you do poorly at CPL, you're still going to go to QuakeCon?
No. Okay. I'll probably still go. But, you know, honestly, I kind of just want to cash in my chips. I mean, hell, dude, if you say that you want to play the next big game, Adam and I already have a pact to play the next big game.
Yeah, I'm playing the next big game. I have time now. Back when I did play Counter-Strike, you know, I was keeping up with the par, but now I suck pretty right. bad.
Extremely bad.
Extremely bad. I still own noobs, but that's not saying much.
Noobs.
Yeah. It's because you've never played, at least played her first person shooter.
What'd she play? She played Counter-Strike?
Played Halo.
Ah, okay.
Halo on the computer. And then we played Serious Sam, which she got the hang of pretty quickly.
Serious Sam is actually pretty fun.
I've been playing it a lot.
Really?
I'm really good at it now. I played it
with
Sarah.
You know, there's a deathmatch mode.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to play the deathmatch.
I'm just saying that there is.
You can add, like what we were doing, you can have more enemies and higher difficulty.
Ah.
Yeah, you can add extra enemies. And then there are so many.
Cool. Too bad that it doesn't matter, because when you die, you just respawn, so there's no challenge.
But we did an internet game on my dad's connection, because it's insane.
Right.
And we had four other people with us.
Cool.
It was fun. And they all had weird skins and stuff.
Cool, cool, cool. I want it, man.
Yeah.
See, this is what we're going to be doing, stuff like this.
Yeah, and we both have Comcast.
Which is awesome. You realize that if we connect to each other, we'll basically have... Isaiah's dad is less than 3 miles from me.
Yeah.
We both have, like, 6 meg lines.
Right. So if the next big one-on-one game comes out... I don't think there's a big team game coming out. Unless it's Battlefield, but we need like 60 people.
Yeah, yeah. 32 people a team.
Ouch.
But, you know, that's a testament to the game. You can have 32 people playing like
and
that.
There are actually Battlefield teams.
I know.
It's nuts. I don't even know where to get 32 people. Even if I got like everyone I knew to play, including my mother and father.
It would never work, but... You know, Battlefield 2, the demo, just came out and a couple days ago. I haven't played it yet. It's downloading on my computer right now. Isaiah didn't even know it was out because he's an idiot.
Yeah. I'm not an idiot. You're an idiot.
I'm not an idiot.
The bottom of your shoe, this thing, looks like a knife.
A knife?
I feel like pulled it out. Like, knife.
This shoe, man, I've had it for, I think, 3 years now.
It makes it a good shoe.
See, there's still lots of tread.
It's because you don't work. You don't walk around a lot.
That's probably true. But you know, the past week and a half, I've been up every morning, 8:30 in the morning.
Working out for no reason.
Working out. Exactly. Can you believe that? Me. 8:30 every
just because
morning,
of the blackout.
Well, it's that, and he's like, dude, we gotta train. And he's like... Because, you know, if our bodies are in good shape, our minds will be in good shape, and there's some legitimacy to that.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, all right, that's cool. That's cool, we'll do that. So we go, we work out, and it's so early in the morning, though. I mean, I hear my dad leave for work.
Wow.
And we get up.
How do you do... I can't picture you doing that, Gene. That's contrary to everything you believe.
It is. Picture this. 3 weeks ago, I would hear my dad come home from work, and I would get up. So, I mean, this is different for me.
Well, hey, maybe you won't sleep so late.
I like it, though. Like, today is the first day that he's been gone. This is why we're here doing the show. And I got up at 12. Because
I got up at 12 today.
I was tired. You know?
I've been getting up at 11, 12. I wake up every day before I have to go to work. At the work time, every single day I wake up and I'm like, yeah. Go back to sleep. No, I still wake up before Elise even calls me. It's true, I do. Every morning. And I've been having dreams. Whilst working, I never dreamt. Now I'm not working anymore, I have dreams again.
Because there's no stress.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I poop in my pants now. I'm so relaxed.
Yeah.
I'm on the computer. I crap myself because
I've done that. See,
I'm in WoW. I'm in an instance.
Uh-huh.
Have to poo. Just squeeze it out in my pants.
BRB.
Yeah. I don't have to BRB. I don't have a job.
You like the smell. Now, Adam has been living with you.
Yes. Adam, for the past 2 weeks, has been living
How's
with
that
me.
Been going? You haven't kicked him out yet.
I haven't kicked him out. I'm leaving here in 2 days. Last day.
And Adam is leaving then, too, I'm assuming.
Tomorrow is his last day.
Okay.
And it hasn't been bad. It's been an interesting experience. You know, Adam's very, very friendly. We play WoW a lot. You know, have conversation. But it's been the worst experience of my life. You know,
go on.
You never really know what someone's like until you live with them.
True.
Well, I knew what Adam was like before I lived with him.
We've had this conversation. We both, you know, we talked about how cool it would be if we all got a place together. And then we sort of, in the back of our mind, we went, no.
I don't know. No. Maybe with you. The thing about...
trying to find a place
leg. I don't want to talk about this. Adam might hear the show.
Adam never listens to the show. With all the terrible things that we've said about Adam. All right.
So here's what it's like being with Adam. See, Adam is almost kind of been like my girlfriend while he's lived here. He called me today from work. Just ask me what I was doing.
This is what he... No. You don't know. Adam does that to me every single day.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
He's never done it to me.
He calls me every day. Every day. Every day sometimes from work. Always on the way
I know he calls
home.
You all the time.
Always on the way home from work.
Yeah, so he doesn't have a girlfriend. That's why he does that. But even still, it's been weird for me because he never did that to me before. I was sitting here today. Adam calls me. He always used to have a reason for calling me. And as far as I know, like with guys, that's generally the way it works. You call, I rarely call Eugene if I don't have something to say.
True.
I don't call you just be like, hey man,
what you thinking?
What you thinking? What are you wearing? No. And like, you know, I spent the night at Lisa's house one day, and I came back. He was like, I missed you.
All right.
And it's kind of messy.
It's really messy.
He hasn't really cleaned up after himself, but with Adam it's weird because you're like, he thinks he does. Like, I completely cleaned the kitchen and like threw away all the trash, took all the trash out and everything. And I was like, hey man, could you clean up your stuff? And he's like, well, if you don't remember, I helped you clean up the other day. I just don't think you noticed. I was like, all right. And you know, it just got It's good. He's kind of a messy guy.
It's too much.
Kind of a messy guy.
I understand. But in Adam's defense, this is what your apartment always looked like.
Living room. My bedroom. My bedroom was messy.
Even before you lived here and you lived in your one bedroom, this was it.
Oh, when I lived in my one bedroom, it was...
It was, you know... Before you met Elise... I mean, Elise came in and she kind of bought you some... things that normal people have, like...
Got a couch.
Tables.
When I moved into my first apartment, I had a futon in the middle of the living room floor, which I slept on, ate on, jacked it on. That's where I lived.
It was so uncomfortable, too.
I didn't have a desk for my computer, so it was like desk on the floor.
Yeah.
It was weird.
These were good things. So, you know, in Adam's defense, what are you bitching about?
What I'm bitching about is the fact that I at least have been cleaning up after myself.
Making an effort. And
I had everything clean. I'm okay. Not kidding. And then I left for a few days, uh-huh. And then came back.
Where did you go? You went to Elisa's house?
Yeah, I went to Elisa's house, and then one day I went to my dad's house, hung out with Sarah. Came back. You
Which
know,
I
he
saw
had
today,
ordered,
by the way. She looked nice.
Yeah.
She was nice.
Ordered pizza. He ordered pizza, left all of his dirty dishes out, didn't throw the pizza box away. Lots of mess.
All right. So now you know what John was always, you know, yelling at you about.
Yeah.
On the inside.
But I don't clean up after other people. John cleaned up after me.
That's true. That's probably why everything is so... Adam is like a disease, a virus that infects you and just continually spreads.
It hasn't been bad, though. I can't say it has. It's been a lot of fun. We've just been playing WoW a lot.
Right.
And me, him, Sarah, and Elise watched Lost, watched all the episodes we had of Lost the other night together.
Rafik, the black guy that's living with me, has them all. He also has the rest of season 2
get
of
them.
The OC. I'm going to get them.
Get them from him now, because I need to see them.
Well, he doesn't have them on his computer. See, but here's the thing. He's got them, but they're on disc.
Okay.
If he went home recently. I took him home. Mm-hmm. So we could refuel, get food, money, stuff like that. And, you know, hopefully he's got them. If he doesn't, he's not coming back in the house.
Good. You shouldn't allow him to.
I'm not going to. I'm going to be like, go home.
You
go
black
home.
Guy.
Get those. I ask one thing from you for living at my house, and that's that you get me those episodes. And, you know,
if you don't
hopefully,
do it, you should kill him.
Lost is good, though, isn't it?
So how many black jokes have you made since he's been there?
Zero.
Why?
I can't. It's because...
When I worked with black people, I made black jokes constantly.
I occasionally make subtle black jokes.
Have you ever called him a nigger?
No. No, I never have called him a nigger. Not to say that I haven't wanted to.
Okay.
But, you
what,
know.
What black things has he done?
He, to be honest, he is the most white black person you'll meet.
He does smoke pot.
He has smoked pot.
Okay.
He smokes, but only with my friends. They're not really friends. They're acquaintances. This is why...
People that you're forced to play painkiller
exactly.
with.
And he smokes pot with them. They're
so
all
that makes
white.
Him kind of black.
They're all white.
That's true.
So, I don't know. It makes them more black than him. He's pretty white. This guy has the weirdest taste in music, though. So I send him my postal service... I send him my Keen, and he's like, oh, these are great. Let me send you my Mariah Carey. I was like, what?
Well, Mariah Carey's black.
What? No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
What?
She's black.
Mariah Carey.
Yes.
Is black.
Yeah.
Google image.
She doesn't look... She's
Google
she
image.
She looks mixy.
Google image. We're looking at Mariah Carey right now.
Her lips.
Ah, she does have a little bit of blackness in her.
She is black, dumbass.
She looks white, though. She looks very tan. Those are nice breasts, by the way. You guys can just Google image Mariah Carey.
To see some breasts.
You'll see what we're talking about.
Yeah, she's black.
She doesn't look black, though.
She's light-skinned.
Huh.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Ma. Very attractive.
Any half-naked pictures? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but he likes these weird groups like this, and he has the CD, and there was, like... Spice Girls on it. And I was like, huh.
Gross.
And I listened.
You know they're getting back together.
Are they really?
Yeah, and TLC is looking for a new person to replace their dead one.
Oh, someone in TLC died?
What?
I, I didn't know this.
Yeah, dude.
I didn't know this. I was like, I was like
eight.
Left
eye. Left eye. Oh,
left eye. Okay.
She died of that African disease.
Yeah, I know.
She died in a car wreck.
That African disease. Car wrecks are a common known disease in Africa.
In Africa, right.
Dying of car crash.
Right, I didn't know left eye was in there. Okay, but okay.
Yeah, so there's a reality show they're doing.
Oh, why?
To find the new TLC.
Why?
There's a local American Idol Texas thing.
Oh, really?
On the local station, they hold it. All the people, the good singers, are fat. Giant fat people.
Really?
It's awesome.
So you know that we have to go and sing the Eating Babies song.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah. Huh.
And it's local in Dallas. I mean, we could go audition.
Huh. Well, maybe we should. Maybe that's something that we should do.
Yeah, I think it could be cool. I don't see any reason why not to.
See, now this is great for me. This is great. Being here is great. I don't think you guys understand this. For the past month, I've been with people that I don't really like. For my entire, the last, like, 3 years, whatever that I've known you, 2 years, 2.5 years, whatever. Uh-huh. I've pretty much been with either you or Adam in some form. I would say pretty much every single second that I'm not sleeping.
Okay.
Whether it be on the phone.
Or on the internet.
Online. Mm-hmm. Or in person.
Yeah.
Always seeing you guys. To be apart
from
you.
Because we're awesome.
To be apart from you that long. I mean, it sucks. And to have these other guys just sort of come in, you're just like, you know, it's their circle.
Right.
They don't even like each other.
Right.
And, you know, I want my circle back.
Yeah, well, you realize, and this is why I've been friends with Adam for so long and stuff. You get in a group, and it's cool, you know. There's a certain thing. Now, the weird thing, like, once I met you, it was cool. This other side of me that I never had with Adam was allowed to come forth.
Ah.
Now, like running around the yard in the cardboard box or geocaching.
Yeah.
Stuff outside, weird, crazy things.
Yeah.
You know, that I've always been like.
Uh-huh.
But you can't do these things with Adam. This is the way it is. I think it would be great if Adam opened up and did it, but these are these things that he will not do.
He's weird like that.
And it's cool because a lot of times he used to think that stuff was stupid, dumb, embarrassing, and he would, like, make fun of you for it. Now he just kind of goes with it.
Yeah.
Like, when you dressed up, at first he was like, what are you doing? And then he laughed, you know.
I think it was when the pantyhose came out.
When pantyhose came on.
It's pretty much that.
So funny.
That I felt.
Elise got a glimpse of your junk, by the way, she told me.
She did? That's no good. Oh, it's so tiny, she says.
She said it was pretty long.
Said what? No, I mean, I don't. I'm not going to make any excuses. It happens. It's long but thin, she says.
Oh, my God.
Good.
I figured I had to bring that out.
Good. I'm glad that you told me. I'm glad.
Now that we got it out of the way, you can whip it out whenever you want to.
Anytime. No, but I was a little, I don't want to say embarrassed, but you definitely could sort of feel the outline in those pants, though.
Well, what it was, he was wearing his loose boxers, and Elise was helping him put the pantyhose on.
Oh, I was afraid of that moment right there. I was like, huh, why is Elise over here?
And I was pretty uncomfortable with that whole situation, but I thought to myself, this is a funny time. Elise is helping Gene slide a pair of pantyhose up his 10-foot-long legs. That was good.
Pictures soon.
Pictures coming soon to a Squizzy Media near you.
And you know what? I finally saw Rain Man.
Good movie.
Yeah, it was okay.
I love the Kmart. Yeah,
Tom Cruise, very unconvincing to me.
Yeah, but
Dustin Hoffman.
Definitely got to go to Kmart.
Dustin Hoffman was good. Was good. I made fun of him throughout the whole movie.
Yeah,
it's retarded. Like, you're fucking retard.
So, the other funny thing that happened on my birthday, God's way of telling me happy birthday. Me and Adam and Gene were driving home from the liquor store when we pulled into my apartment complex, and this kid scooting around on one of those on those Razor scooters. He's scooting around and he falls and eats the ground. And me and Adam and Gene are just laughing at him. Then he stands up and Gene screams, "He has no legs!" The kid had no legs. He had those fake metal legs. They're all, and he was. That was so funny.
It was pretty funny. The shock.
These are. Yeah, I know people like UT Crazy listening. By the way, I want to thank UT Crazy for that delicious shout out he gave us on the episode. His last episodes minus T Primex have been somewhat listenable.
I haven't been listening.
The episode before the last one he did, was pretty bad because he was talking about console gaming and computer gaming, and he was very biased, kind of really crappy opinions on stuff. But previous to that, he talked about all the internet radio shows, gave some very good information, gave a big shout out to Squizzy. Says we were one of his top favorite internet radio shows.
Good, everyone says that.
Yeah,
everyone says that about Squizzy.
We'd say we're hilarious, make him laugh. Somehow, he doesn't know how, but it's just always funny. It's just true. The Squizzy Radio is great.
We acknowledge ourselves as better than you.
And things happen to me and Gene that don't happen to other people. Like seeing a kid with no legs fall off a scooter.
No one has seen that.
And this is why we're better than the rest of you.
All of you. Actually.
Especially the blacks and the Mexicans.
Man, you guys need to go back to your own countries.
Woo!
Woo! Right there. And
good to be from Texas.
Love it.
Boy, howdy.
Yeehaw. And such.
Man, there's a town, in fact, near us called Anna.
Right.
A-N-N-A.
Yeah. My dad's been looking at houses there pretty much every single day.
You know what it stands for? Ain't no niggers allowed. It was the last city in the state of Texas where a black person was hung.
What?
In like 1973. Oh,
this is amazing. Wow.
No, it was Anna. Yeah. And there are no black people. There's one black person in the entire school.
To think that I could live there. Wow. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Huh.
So just to show you, we're always being racist, and it's just because we can be. And right. Someday we'll be killed because of it.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Yeah, we will. We'll say the wrong thing.
It's all
in
good
fun.
If there's anyone listening to this show who doesn't get sarcastic humor, who doesn't think, who can't make fun of their own race, just stop listening. Because you know what? I can make fun of white people all day. If we weren't better than black people.
I mean, you're right on the head there, man. Right on the head. You can't.
And we make fun of Jews all day. I mean, they're white. Doesn't matter.
All right. In this moment, I'm going to say something.
All right.
Isaiah has his foot on my chair.
But you don't have a twisty chair, huh? Up against your leg, though. I didn't even realize.
My chair is so small as it is.
I didn't realize.
You had to put your foot on it.
There was an open spot on the corner. I had to do it.
I don't know why, but you did do it.
And you know what? It's gonna be sad to. Sad to see it go. But now that I'm not working, no more Squizzy phone call. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to get a phone call in the middle of the show.
Oh, yeah.
This has been happening every episode.
His work always calls. Sometimes it's Elise.
Yeah.
Most of the time, it's Elise. And that brings up a funny point that Adam and I were talking about. Maybe. I don't remember saying that exactly. Uh-huh. I think actually my exact words was, dude, she's fucking needy. But Yeah. Something like that. But, you know, that's great. That's cool.
Well, you know, she doesn't have anything else.
Something's going to be thrown at me. I can see the shadow.
So here's... Elise doesn't have friends, which is fine with me. She has one friend who she doesn't hang out with. I really like this because past girlfriends with their girlfriends... I hate girls. I hate having a girlfriend that has girlfriends. I can't stand it.
I know you mean.
I don't want to hang out with them. I don't want to see them. And you know what? Elise doesn't like girls either. She doesn't like... She likes hanging out with me and you. She likes it when we hang out. She likes my friends. And what more could you want?
That's true.
To have a girlfriend that likes to hang out with your guy friends.
That's true.
And she insults you, and it's all gravy.
I like it.
And you can insult her.
And, you know, Elise is fine. I don't have any problems with Elise. Elise is good. But Elise has this magical property.
What is that property? Tell me.
She can walk on water. I've never known a girl that could do this.
There hasn't been in history. There's just been one, a guy.
Jesus. Elise is basically as powerful as Jesus is what we're getting at here.
So what was the context in what we found out Elise could walk on water?
Well, basically here's what happened. Isaiah was taking me to his new place with his dad and the family. There's a nice family. There's a little boy and apparently a little girl. Mm-hmm. I was kind of looking forward to seeing the little girl. I'm not going to lie, but the little boy made up for it. I think it'll be really good for Isaiah to have a family. I mean, he's been doing this loner thing and this thing with John for too long. He needs a family again. Family's good to have.
I'll agree with you. I think I can enjoy having a family. Corrupting little children.
Right.
I've already showed them E-Bombs World.
Good. Now next is Intensity.
I'm shying away from that. The thing that makes these children cool is they're addicted to World of Warcraft. They say LOL and Raffle.
Yeah.
These things that children do not do. The young kids, they're very intelligent, very internet-oriented. I went on to show him E-Bombs World because, you know, it's not as over the top.
Right.
And he was like, oh, E-Bombs World. I was like, what? Horrified me. He said he wasn't allowed to go to that site.
Aww.
And then I showed him the video of the donkey trying to hump the guy. Thought it was pretty funny. And so we're walking on water.
Right, all right. So, you know, we go outside. Isaiah's place is a pool. It's a pretty nice pool, too. Clear water. And it was hot outside. Mm. So, you know, Elise is pushing me closer and closer to the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stop it, you bitch. Stop pushing me. Yeah. So I punched her in the face. But she didn't respond. She grabbed me by my legs, and
Gene immediately latches onto my head with his long, 10-foot-long arms. Gene's like 5 feet away. He's like, arms stretch out, wrap around my neck.
Thankfully, Isaiah was just on the other side of the house, so I was able to make that reach. Yeah, so I latch onto his head. I basically wrap my entire arms around him. Elise is tugging on my feet. I'm praying to God that my pants don't come off in this moment. Luckily, they didn't. But they very well could have. So they inch me towards the pool. Slower, slower. I know that I'm not going in the pool. I have a death grip on Isaiah.
He knew I wasn't going to let him fall
in the pool. And I knew that. Because even if you wanted to, you would have been coming in with me. Because my arms were not letting go.
Absolutely true.
Alright, so Elise is like, 1, 2, 3, and, you know, she swings me
she
with
lets go of his
momentum.
So, like, say Gene's arms are wrapped around my head. She lets go of his legs. Gene's legs fly through the air in a semicircle around my body, over the water of the pool, onto the other side. And Elise goes with those legs. And what I see is Elise's feet touch the water of the pool, and she bounds out without getting fully in the water. Both feet were wet up to the heel.
Yeah.
So it was as if she jumped into the water and jumped out.
Now, I was facing the other way at this time, so I can't really substantiate that report. But I heard a splash, mm-hmm. and I saw 2 feet that are wet. I mean, that's what I have to go with. So
we have to assume that she's the second coming.
The second coming of Christ.
There's another
and
no
playing
other
WoW
option.
Right now. She's the second coming of Christ playing WoW. So the next time you guys are on the internet and you see some lamer, it could be God.
Be keep, careful.
You keep that in mind.
Oh. What else? So I cut my penis off. And Elise ate it.
You know, I saw this coming. It's cool.
Okay.
It's cool.
Just getting it out.
I know. I mean...
Okay, something ever comes
honestly,
up.
I've been expecting it for a long time. A long time now.
Yeah, all those conversations we had about me cutting off my penis. It's
Yeah.
It's come to pass.
Yeah. Yeah.
I miss it.
You miss it? Mm-hmm. Already?
Yeah.
Probably a bad mistake.
Probably.
You get a prosthetic one.
Detachable penis. Nobody knows that song. It's a song from the... There is a song from the 80s called Detachable Penis.
It doesn't exist. You're making it up. All right.
We're going to go to the...
Why must every single argument we have be solved by Google? Detachable Penis.
Detachable Penis lyrics by King Missile.
Huh. Why don't you read a little bit of that lyric to us?
I woke up this morning with a bad hangover, and my penis was missing again. This happens all the time. It's detachable. Background singing begins, detachable penis over and over. This comes in handy a lot of the time. I can leave it at home when I think it's going to get me in trouble, or I can rent it out when I don't need it. But now and then I go to a party, get drunk, and the next morning I can't for the life of me remember what I did with it. First I looked around my apartment and I couldn't find it, so I called up the place where the party was. They hadn't seen it either. I asked them to check the medicine cabinet, because for some reason I leave it there sometimes, but not this time. So I told them if it pops up to let me know. I called a few people who were at the party, but they were no help either. I was starting to get desperate. I really don't like being without my penis for too long. It makes me feel like less of a man, and I really hate having to sit down every time I take a leak. After a few hours of searching the house and calling everyone I could think of, I was starting to get very depressed. So I went to the Kiev and ate breakfast. Then as I walked down to 2nd Avenue towards St. Mark's Place, where all those people sell used books and junk on the street, I saw my penis lying on a blanket next to a broken toaster oven. Some guy was selling it. I had to buy it off him. He wanted 22 bucks, but I talked him down to 17. I took it home, washed it off, and put it back on. I was happy again. Complete. People sometimes tell me I shouldn't permanently get attached, but I don't know. Even though it's sometimes a pain in the ass, I like having a detachable penis.
It's a pretty good song.
And I saw the video on MTV when I was 12 years old.
Good.
Forever it has stuck with me.
That's good. Didn't even know a song like that existed.
That's like something me and you would write.
Yeah, I'm a little bit impressed.
It's crazy.
Should.
The song sucks, though, because the guy just is talking it kind of like Love Shack style.
Okay.
You know? But
yeah, yeah.
Could be remade.
There's an idea.
I found found another royalty-free music site, so...
Good. So we got a lot of... Maybe some extra stuff coming. The reason that we really haven't been making too many songs is because we can't really find music that, I guess, has been suiting us.
Yeah, we've actually done several...
Probably 3 or 4.
Hour-long recording... four-hour-long recording sessions where we get nothing done. We'll start recording a song, we don't feel it.
Exactly.
And then we ditch it. You know, and some of these songs are good. The lyrics...
Are great, but...
Are good, but just...
Can't make it happen.
You can't make music, so...
Exactly. And that's really what it's about. It's about the music.
Yeah,
we want that Emmy.
We studied songs.
Grammy or Emmy?
Grammy.
Okay.
Grammy.
We want that Grammy.
Grammy.
It's like granny.
It's like Grammy, like golden Grammy.
Yeah.
Gross.
Golden granny.
Ew.
Whoopty damn doo doo.
Oh, snap diddly. So we need good music. We need people that can make music.
Yeah, so if any of you guys can make...
Oh, I have to tell you something. About quitting GameStop. Okay. I almost cried. I really did.
From sadness.
One of the first... a couple days into quitting, I get a phone call from one of the guys... from my old assistant manager. And he's like, hey, someone needs to talk to you. I was like, okay. I think he was going to be my district manager. He puts Alvin Fu on the phone.
Aww.
He's like, Isaiah, where are you? I was like, I quit, buddy. He and his mom had made oatmeal cookies and brought them up to give to me. Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, poor Alvin. Ugh.
That's horrible.
I'm going to come up with a way where we can hang out or something. I don't know if that's going to be weird for, like, him or whatever. You know, I'm kind of the GameStop guy. They come up and see me. But I would legitimately like to hang out with the Foos. If I'm sure you guys might be listening to this, I can talk to Jonathan on AIM. If you guys ever want to hang out sometime, let me know. Alvin needs a babysitter. I think me and Gene could do that.
Yeah.
I'm bringing Gene in with me.
That does sound good to do.
No, but there really needs to be some interaction, because I have a deep connection with the Foos. I really like Alvin, and I like Steven and Jonathan. They're really cool, yeah. And they could be my only Asian friends.
You don't have any Asian friends.
I don't have any black friends.
You're not missing
out. I don't have any other friends besides you and Adam, and Steven Meeks, and John, Brandon. I have a lot of friends, but I only hang out with you and Adam.
Yeah. It's because, your friends are okay, but they're boring.
Yeah. Yeah, they really are. They don't like to do anything.
They just want to watch movies.
Yeah.
That's all we ever do with them.
It's true.
That's all we ever do. You know, I want to really see that Lords of Dogtown movie.
God, that movie looks terrible.
The skateboarding one?
Yes.
I want to see it.
It looks really bad. I want to see Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
That looks really terrible.
That looks awesome.
That looks stupid. How can you want to see that?
Have you seen Angelina Jolie?
Yeah, okay, but that's not worth $8.
It's worth $4.50 at the McKinney Theater.
It's not. When I can see her anytime I want, a la Google. So, thank you, Google, for...
It looks like a cool movie.
It doesn't look like a cool movie. It looks like a stupid movie.
It looks awesome. Looks good.
It looks dumb.
Oh, well, you look dumb. And Lords of Darktown looks dumber. Lords of Darktown looks like a teen summer movie.
It doesn't look like... I don't think it looks like...
They look really... It looks really bad.
I think that it'll be better than you think.
No, I think it'll be worse than I think.
I think that it'll be...
It'll be rentable.
It'll have a good
drama. I think it'll
side.
Be rentable at least.
It may be a rental. I saw Unleashed, though.
Didn't you see that with me?
No, I didn't go.
Oh. I've seen that movie 3 times now. Love it.
I finally saw it.
Did you like it?
So sad. It was sad. Every time I say that, everyone's like, what?
And
I was
like, it had a happy ending.
It was fucking sad, man.
Yeah, the premise is terrible. You know, that guy being treated like a dog his whole life.
I felt really bad. And then there's that...
But he kicks that guy's ass.
And then there's, you know, the whole, like... spinny thing, and then he's a little boy and he's hugging on his mom's leg. That was sad to me. That was really sad. I thought that was...
Yeah.
That was very teary.
But he's
cry,
awesome.
But...
He kicks butt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He at the end, he ends up fighting about 100 guys at the same time and winning.
I didn't think that the fight scenes were very amazing, though. I mean, they were pretty solid, but...
The beginning fight scenes were the best. And the fight scene where he's fighting the bald dude was cool. It was good.
Bald dude.
The ball in the bathroom where you're like breaking the walls.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, that was cool.
That was very cool.
Very, very compact space.
Yeah, it ruled.
Then there's a girl in the shower. It's just funny.
Yeah, yeah, naked chick, of course.
Need that in a movie today. You can't get top 10 box office hit without that naked chick.
Oh, what else has happened? Did we? I think we've seen Episode 3 since the last Squizzy.
Haven't talked about
it. My God, I hated it so much.
Mixed opinions. I liked it a lot.
He liked it a lot. Me and Adam hated it.
I liked it. I mean, I thought it was good.
Thought it was terrible.
I mean, come on. Acting, bad.
Very bad.
But did you expect good acting? I mean, if you went in there thinking, oh, man, this one's going to be great. It's going to be so good with the acting. I'm going to love the acting, and acting is going to be so good.
But I never even got into the fight scenes. I never got into one.
I love them. I really thought that they were great.
It seemed like, to me, every time I started to feel decent about it, somebody would say something in the movie.
I understand.
And it ruined it for me. And watching the fight scenes, I don't think I ever like even twitched a bit. I was just kind of sitting there, like eyes bland and glazed over, watching. I was never really like, yes! And I think the reason I wasn't like that in the Yoda scene in the second episode is because the entire movie was so bad up until the Yoda scene that when it came, you're like, my God, yes! But in this one, it was kind of all fighting. But the best part of that movie, hands down, is when Anakin walks into the room with the little kids.
Yeah.
The little kid's like, hey, we can't hold him off. Help us. Lightsaber kills the kids.
It's a good part.
I laughed.
It's a good part.
Hard.
But, I mean, I don't know how you couldn't like the Emperor Yoda fight. I mean, I thought that was a great fight. They're like throwing the
I was sick of Yoda. I really got and this is not just me. This is pretty much everybody that I talked to that even liked the movie. A lot of people liked the movie, but they were all fed up with Yoda by the end.
I wasn't at all.
It was overdone. Yoda was saying entire sentences backwards by the end of the movie. This way walk we shall we. I mean, it was overdone by the end. And there was those long, you can take Yoda in little bits, but Yoda talking for 10 minutes straight, it just doesn't work.
It never bothered anyone in The Empire Strikes Back.
That's because Yoda was a cool Muppet, and his voice was done by Frank Oz.
It's still done by Frank Oz.
Frank Oz is dead. How the hell is he doing Yoda's voice?
When did he
voice?
Die?
He died in like 99.
He did it in episode 2.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Look in the credits. Google comes out again. Internet Movie Database is where you should have gone. That way you can see all of it. Oh, that's where he went. He did Miss Piggy?
Oh, he's still alive.
I told you he was still alive.
Wow. Okay, well, John, whom I rely on for all of my movie needs, because this man, he's like a movie encyclopedia.
Right.
Told me that Frank Oz was dead.
He's not.
Okay.
Unless he died.
Well, maybe now I can stand it.
Recently. Yeah, now the movie has changed.
Yes.
It is so much better.
No, Yoda's better. The movie's not better. But still, it was too much Yoda. Too much backwards talking.
I can see where you...
At the end of it, I was like, oh, God.
Too much Anakin.
And
too much Anakin.
Yeah.
Not enough.
The Anakin Padme scenes really ruined it for me.
They were bad.
And then, at the end of the movie, it would have been standable for me. I was thinking to myself, you know, the scenes have been bad. George Lucas couldn't fuck this up too much. Then there's the Darth Vader camera zooming out.
Yeah.
No!
It's bad.
That was unbearable to me. Unbearably bad.
It was pretty funny. It was pretty funny.
Was it meant to be funny?
It
he just
have.
Found out Padme. That's the problem I have with it. Is that it? I know it wasn't meant to be funny. I know it wasn't meant to be bad. That was George Lucas thinking, "I am a genius." Yes, we will have the camera zoom out and him scream no with his arms to the side. It's never been done. I will make millions.
It was. I still thought it was good overall.
I hated it.
Still thought it was good. And the reason that I really thought it was good is because it tied up a lot of loose ends, and that's what I wanted from the movie, exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I liked it overall.
Yeah,
my
okay.
Penis itches, though. I'm going to scratch it.
So the other day...
Uh-huh.
It was pretty funny. I was taking Sarah home. She was at my grandparents' house. I was taking her home from my grandparents' house. And I reach into my pants and, you know, itching the nuts. And then something happens where Sarah, like, takes my hand and bites it. And then she looks at me and she says, "You just itched your crotch with this hand." And I just looked forward and just kept driving. She was like...
For new listeners, Sarah is Isaiah's little sister.
Sarah's my little sister, whom...
The youngest sister.
Whom I love and am very protective of.
It's true.
I protect her with... She's
Adam and I talk about that important. Too sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. We talk about you guys constantly.
I'm sure you do.
Just like I'm positive that you two talk about me and whatever.
I don't talk bad about my friends behind their back.
But we don't talk bad about you. We just talk about you.
No. The only time we've ever talked about you is recently. Playing Painkiller.
And that was pretty bullshit. I bet you never talk bad about your friends behind their back when we've pretty much done it several hundred times on the show.
Yeah, well, that's not behind their back. That's open.
It's public.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Even though you know that he's never going to listen.
Well, he could listen.
This is behind his back. All right. Okay.
I don't believe talking bad about people behind their back.
I don't either.
And frankly, I don't really have anything bad to say about my friends. Sometimes I talk bad about John.
Yeah.
But that's because he's doing really stupid things. I'm not talking bad about him. I'm just pointing out the stupid things that he's doing.
Yeah. And, you know, we do that about you.
Okay. Cool. All right. Now that you brought it up, like what?
About, like, that time that you did your hair like that. Like that.
Come on.
Honestly, I don't think we really say too many bad things about you. I'm recalling. Give me a sec.
No, that he was being facetious with that hair comment, at least.
Elise is freaking out back there. What about the hair? What's wrong with his hair?
I'm sure whenever I hang out with Elise a lot. That's got to be some of it.
Yeah, I mean that.
Whenever a guy hangs out,
there's never too much. Never too much. But you know, we talk.
So they don't talk about you. Why the hell would they talk about you?
We've only done that a couple times, Elise. No, yeah, but we talk about you sometimes. It's situational. I can't really remember. Because Isaiah would kick my ass. I can't. Even
like a situational time, like
I'm trying to think.
It have to be like if I'm not hanging out with you and hanging out with Elise or something.
No, it's usually not about Elise. Oh, okay, all right. One time, I remember we weren't necessarily talking bad about you. Does Minx listen to the show?
No.
Okay, because during your birthday when you basically ditched him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Adam, you did something. You weren't there, and then Adam looked at me. He looked at me and he's like, he does that with us, you know. And I was like, yeah, you're probably right. Because, damn it, I don't...
Have I... What we did with Meeks on my birthday night, have I ever done that with them? Couldn't have had a worse answer.
Elise says, only if they're having sex and we call. And you answer the phone?
I may have answered the phone mid-thrust.
Hang on, Elise. I gotta take this call.
No, I'll be on the phone. Several times.
What?
Several times. I'll be in... Couple times.
Oh, my God.
I think it was my dad and Adam.
I'm glad that it wasn't me. That's sort of better.
I don't think I've ever falsely ditched you. I'm only tell you what I'm doing.
Adam and I brought up the point that you're always like, well, my mom is calling, or well, work's calling, so I gotta go, or something like that.
It always happens.
So, I mean, I'll give you the benefit of doubt, but, you know, that's the kind of thing we talk about. If something like that happens, and then we talk. It's, like I said, situational.
Right.
You know.
Like, sometimes me and Adam will call bullshit whenever you can't do something, and we think that you just want to stay home and jack it.
Stay home and jack... I never just stay home. I can stay home and jack it anytime.
Yeah, because...
Can stay home and jack it now.
Like, ask if you want to do something, you're like, no, I got plans.
Sometimes I do have plans. You're
like, what? You know, plans. No one can't do anything today. or when you go to hang out with your friends from school or something.
Yeah, well, that
well,
always happens.
Well, we'll
anytime
be like,
that happens.
Why is he doing that?
They're still my friends. And they're closer.
Yeah.
They're not really far. And it's not like I see them all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So anytime that they do anything.
I'm just saying this when we talk
I
about
understand.
You.
I understand.
And we talk about you being ugly.
So understand.
We say to each other how ugly you are. We say...
I think we pretty much all
we
do
say that.
That
you are sometimes flatulent. We don't like that.
You don't like that?
Don't like the flatulence.
Okay, I'll work on that.
We talk about how ugly and skinny you are. Talk about your thinness.
Okay.
Talk about how sometimes we have sexual feelings towards you.
That's not really in line with the rest of the things
you've
been saying.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. That's good.
Talk about having sex with your mother.
As any friend should. No, I mean, we talk about having sex with your mom all the time, too.
Yeah?
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we talk about having sex with each other's mothers. Having sex with each other's mothers.
Daily.
Daily. In front of each other.
At least.
Brother from another mother. God, I love that.
It's good. What's it from?
I heard
what
it
was
in,
it from?
In Meet the Fockers. He's like, what's up, my brother from another mother?
Yeah, and Adam looked at me and he started laughing really hard. And I was like, you've never heard that?
I'd never heard it before.
I'd heard it before.
So I thought it was hilarious.
It was funny when I first heard it.
Because it rhymes.
Yeah, it does. It was really good. Brother from another mother.
Yeah, another. I liked it.
Black people.
Well.
And here's the thing. All right.
We've been rambling for a long time.
We
the whole
have,
show.
We kind of have, pretty much. But that's how you know it's good. If you guys are still on that racist thing that we had earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we're sorry about that, but go to Intensity.
Right. Intensity.com, very popular internet site.
Intensity.net.
.net.
Go to...
It's.com.
The drive-by shooting in L.A.
Yeah.
Watch that video. Tell me that it doesn't change your perspective. And,
yep.
And I'm not being racist. I mean, I am, but I'm... I am. But this is the image that nearly every black person portrays.
Yeah. You know, whenever, especially working in, like, retail or you go to, like, a ghetto-type place, we've talked about this before many times, but we have to remind you so you don't get angry. It's... They create their own stereotype.
Exactly.
If they weren't so stereotypical, I wouldn't stereotype them. But my God... When you watch a video of three black guys thinking it's cool to shoot and kill somebody and being, like, totally cool with it and just, like, nothing happened, I mean, that's crazy, you know? And I know white people do it, but not as much. And they do not do it as much. When white people kill people, they're smart about it. It's a murder scene, this and that. It's not just some gang drive-by shooting.
Right.
It's... And especially when you work in a retail-type place, and I'm not kidding... Black guy walks into your door and goes, "Hey, what up? Y'all got that Madden? Shit!" You know? And they walk in, they're like, "Shit, dog, man, be fucking fly, badass." And they're not speaking English, and you know that this person is uneducated and is not going to be anything in his life because he's black for no other reason. And that they choose to be this way, they choose to act this way, they choose to be pompous and obnoxious. It's not racist. It's fact.
It's fact.
So change. So if I come across, you know, if in the future black people can change my perspective on them. For instance, this new movie that's such a huge hit about the black guy from the ghetto becoming a rap star.
Who is this? What is this?
This is.
Have you seen this movie?
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. We'll go see it.
Yeah. The whole basis of the movie is there's a black guy. He's in the ghetto. He's got nothing. He's got nothing going for him. Can't do anything. Can't go get an education. Can't get a real job. His only option is to become a rap star. And he becomes a successful rap star.
Oh, okay. I know.
So to me, this is portraying...
You're talking about the hustle and flow.
Hustle and flow.
Grind.
Yeah. Hustle-y.
Bump and butt.
Yeah. Hustle the bustle. But that's what I'm talking about. And this is a movie... that's telling black people everywhere that your only option is to become a rap star. And this is what they do. Me and Gene were in a parking lot, and a black guy comes up to us like, hey, me and my friend have this new record label out. And the black people know this about... Do you like that?
It was in my face.
The finest. It felt like it ricocheted from the butt cheeks, the bottom of the chair, up to your nose. Hope you get a good whiff of that. And it's just terrible, you know. And even Bill Cosby hates black people, and he's a very successful black man. And he yells at black people for being so stupid, not being educated, talking the way they do, being terrible with money, spending it on things. The black people that there's these black kids that used to come in, and I used to talk to them. The kid was like, man, if I had the money, I'd go out and I'd get these rims. I'm going to have this badass stereo system. And I'd always be like, man, that one-way ticket to Harvard.
Yeah.
You drive up to Harvard with those 21-inch rims? You don't even have to take the entrance exam. You know, and he's like, well, you know, this is what I like. I'm like, I'm sure it is, but you're not going to be successful in life wasting your money that way. Right. And this is the way black people are. I don't know why. And you know, it's not like that in England.
That's what amazes me, because you're right.
I love
the
it.
The blackest people in England, Ollie G, not even black.
It's I love watching British comedies that have black people in them, because I'm like, my God, that's amazing. They're so well-mannered. He's not loud and obnoxious.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
It's their culture. To be loud and obnoxious.
That's what it is. We don't hate black people because of their skin. It's not that they're black.
Right. It's like we've said before. We just hate assholes.
We hate pretty much their entire culture.
Yeah. Hate it.
Now, we hate Mexicans.
Yes.
Because of their skin.
I hate Indians because of everything.
I hate Indians because of their dot. I would be cool if they didn't have a dot, but they all have the dot.
But the Indian males are most of the time worse than the Indian females, and they don't have the dot. Got the towel.
They have the towel.
Hate the towel.
You know what they do? They take the towel, and they wipe off their dot. So we won't hate them. They
you
put
know
the
dot's
dot
made
back
out of
on.
Blood?
Is it really?
Yeah, they put a needle.
Huh. And how does it stay there?
The blood dry. It's like a scab.
Oh, really? What, do they just keep poking it?
Mm-hmm. Every day.
They poke it every day?
Yep.
That sounds painful.
Their life is painful. You try smelling like that every day when you wake up.
Oh, nonstop headache.
I smell so bad. How can I ever survive? I have to poke myself in the head with this needle. For Allah.
Ah, that's the stuff.
I mean, these people hate their life so much that they blow themselves up.
And now,
they can't learn to plant.
Indians don't blow themselves up. Not really.
And Pakistan?
One
just happened.
Hang on. But I'm trying to give them a little bit of credit. There's Iranians and there's Arabs, right?
Pakistani. All that. Right. There's a bajillion of them.
Okay, well, whatever. Indians are mostly Hindu. Right?
No, Indians are mostly Muslim. Muslim's the biggest religion next to Christianity.
Oh, yeah, this I know. And, okay, well... Okay, Muslim, but they have that sort of Hindu thing. Now, you go to, like, Iraq or Iran or whatever the asshole country is, and they're mostly Muslim.
Yes.
Now, they're typically the ones that are blowing everything up.
Yeah.
Well, Isaiah, do they sell arrows in that Ravenhurst village?
You have to go to Undercity.
You have to go to Undercity. Oh, yeah. They can hear you. I forgot.
Yeah.
Can't hear Elise.
Anyway, they hate their life so much that they have to blow themselves up.
But
black
really,
people kill each other off.
At least they're killing each other.
Up.
You know what, man? I'm always afraid that... I mean, after you see that video, you're just like, no one's safe.
Yeah.
No one is safe.
And...
I mean, I try to tell myself that there is, like, a story behind it, that guy, like, killed one of their brothers or something, but...
I don't feel that
way. I don't either.
I feel it was just a guy walking on the sidewalk. Those guys are just, like, being black, trying to prove that they're macho because they have insecurities, and they shot him.
Scary.
Very scary.
Scary.
Almost as scary as the video we saw of the cyst being purged of the boil and then having the core ripped out.
Yeah, that was gross. Ugh. I was eating cheesy hot dogs.
Dean came to my house and instantly ate 5 of my hot dogs covered in cheese.
I was hungry. Nothing to eat. Well, I knew we weren't going out. I don't have any money anyway. So I was like, I will just liberate these hot dogs.
You know, I'm poor. I can't even buy you food.
I know.
But when I was at my dad's house.
Very close.
So much food.
Yeah.
Food abounding. And I. Yeah. I can't wait. I'm going to have so much food.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. I can see a lot of landing happening.
Yeah, well, in my room, you're going to have to get a wireless connection in your computer.
But they suck.
Not their wireless connection, because they're so close. They're very close. And it's Comcast.
Okay.
And we'll go up there wirelessly. There are already 2 desks, and I'll be bringing a third.
Uh-huh.
3 computer desks to set up at. How cool is that?
Be good. And I bought a router. Too recently.
I bought a second one there. He wants me to pay him for it if I want it, but I don't want it. Otherwise, I think you can still return it. Anyway, rambling.
Yeah, sorry. Talking about routers and stuff you guys don't care about, I know. But you know what? Go to hell. This is our show.
Yeah, it's been a long time. This is our show. You can't tell us what to do.
You can't. If you try to, we'll call you the FCC.
Yeah.
They won't let me be. Let me be me on MTV. Try to shut me down.
Shut up, Eminem. Nobody likes you.
Some people do, somewhere, apparently.
Put golf with a friend. Watch his butt when he tees on. Yeah, anyway.
It's a good song.
I ain't got no legs or no brain. I thought it was a funny Eminem song.
So did I.
So we're extending this show because it's been so very long. And I'm sure you probably just listened to episode 20, which is an hour long.
Wow, yeah, I forgot.
You're currently 2.5 hours into squizzy talkiness. 1.5 for this episode, but plus the other episodes.
Plus the other one. All right.
But we're just letting you know what's been going on with Squizzy. And the time may be coming for Squizzy Doom, Squizzy Empire. You know, me moving close to Gene, camera.
No, that's true. I mean, we weren't doing anything for a lot of reasons. It was more than just me being busy. It's right. there's a very substantial drive involved with seeing each other.
When we see each other, it's the drive there and back is an hour
at least.
And
in bad traffic.
See, all these things are coming together, and I'm very excited because. Not only am I moving closer.
Continue.
Gene is also farting. Again. Not only am I moving closer, I'm not going to be working very much. Fart fest going on over here.
3 from me, 1 from him. They're all good.
There's another one.
Yeah.
I'm moving closer, working less.
Uh-huh.
Potentially going to the same school?
Yeah, we were talking about that. Isaiah's saying that he's going to go back to school.
Video camera happening at the same time? If we get excited about it, we get motivated.
Endless.
Endless fun. So once I get moved in, painkiller stuff slows down, new games come out, I'm excited.
I'm excited too.
And you Squizzy listeners should be excited because when Izzy and Gene hang out together, stuff happens.
Unexplainable things.
And the potential of stuff happening on video camera is even greater than stuff not happening on video camera.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, this feels like the end.
Feels like winding down, coming to the end. My fear is that one of us has come unplugged.
It's not me.
No!
It's not you.
It's not me. All right, good. Well, we're good to go. So, expect more. Expect exciting things from Squizzy. Hope you guys get excited. I'm excited about it.
I'm excited.
Look for the pictures of Gene in the Box on our pictures page, which I think we have.
No.
About page. It'll be on a page.
It'll be on a page.
A page.
You haven't written yet. called the About page, which you haven't written.
Maybe you could even put it on the front page.
I'll put it on the front page.
It'd be a front page. You've already seen the picture, but look at it again. It's very funny. So, this is Izzy.
This is Gene.
Saying Spadoinkle.
Spadoinkle.